It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about, which I will in just a moment, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market. Established over 30 years ago, it's the biggest and best outdoor market in the whole of Ireland. At Fairy House Market, you will find absolutely anything and everything you need. Clothing, shoes, jewellery, sportswear, workwear, rugs, mats, bed linen, pillows, kitchenware. The list goes on and on and on. And visiting Fairy House Sunday Market, you can actually make a family day of it, to be honest, because there are excellent toilet facilities, playground for the little ones, hot food, tea and coffee, and some amazing stalls that are well worth a visit. And as I said, this market has been going for over 30 years. And a couple of weeks ago, I visited the market and spoke to a number of the stall holders, including Elle's Heartbreakers. Now, Google Elle's Heartbreakers. This girl, Laura, is a viral hit on TikTok. And she creates viral Dubai pistachio chocolates.
Made by myself. I make them every single day. And what's inside it is pistachio tahini and kunafa. So it's viral all over TikTok. So it's only really because of my daughter I started doing the Dubai chocolates, because she's been on TikTok a lot, so I got in with the trend and now I'm keeping up with it. And from next week on, then I'm starting the viral Dubai strawberry cups, which is melted chocolate over the kunafa pistachio filling and fresh strawberries. Without being here, then, you know, I wouldn't be as big as I am now, because my following has gone like sky high, which is absolutely fantastic, and it's boosted me as a person as well to do even bigger and better things with my business.
Okay, so if you are in Fairy House, pop along to Laura's stand, Elle's Heartbreakers, where she makes viral Dubai pistachio chocolates, and they're to die for, I have to tell you. Fairy House Sunday Market, every Sunday except for the odd week when there's racing on, but that's maybe five Sundays in the whole year, but they are open all year round, from early on a Sunday morning until mid-afternoon. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? If you were listening to our last episode, which was a gay man subjected to homophobic abuse in Dublin Bar, you would have heard on that episode a message that came into us during our live show. And this message annoyed all of us here. It particularly annoyed Jeremy. I'm going to find out why in a moment. Let me read the message. And I'm not reading this with a view to promoting this individual. I'm reading this message with a view to letting you know exactly what this person said. So that conversation on the previous podcast was all about a gay couple who got homophobic abuse when they kissed each other in a bar. And it got on to us to say that, look, the world just isn't gay friendly. It's getting worse. Anyway, this message came in, which just highlighted that. You two, meaning us two, pedo enablers make me sick pushing their agenda. How much are they paying you to recruit for them? Now, I have no idea what that even means. Next, you'll be flying the sick rainbow flag over your studio. You two, this is the bit that really annoyed me and Jeremy, you two should be kept away from kids. Sickos. We are rising up and you lot should be afraid because you are traitors.
Yeah. You'd want to rise up and get yourself a job. Get up out of bed.
He does have a job. Isn't that the thing, though?
New job.
So anyway, yesterday Jeremy actually nearly flipped over this message.
Now, it wasn't me that actually... So the message was sent to our Facebook page during the show, and one of the staff here happened... It wasn't me that did this because I didn't have time to do this. One of the staff sent us a note in our ear saying, look at that person's Facebook page. So we went onto the Facebook page, and lo and behold, it has the place where he works. The mail And we know where he works. And we know he still works there because he has it up as an employment. And the most recent photograph he put up, he is in fact tagged in that hotel he works in. Now, my issue was, okay, yesterday when this all happened, I was very fiery and I said, listen, I'll think about it. I'll go away and think about it and maybe discuss it with you guys. Maybe discuss it with you guys and work out how you feel about it. Because I was so close to ringing the hotel yesterday as soon as the show finished and Adrian said, no, calm down and sleep on it and all that. And just after hearing that message again, yeah, it's disgusting. That man is deranged. Now, here is my issue, ladies and gentlemen. I've been to that hotel a couple of times. I've actually been there for Sunday lunch. It was before Christmas. I went there with the kids for Sunday lunch. Now, it pains me to think that I can't remember who served me, but that someone that has those views, basically a Nazi, he's a Nazi, no problem saying that. Basically somebody that has those views would be serving me and that I would be putting money in that man's pocket. So I certainly will be going back to that.
Here's my thing. Firstly, yes, that message is vile. It's disgusting. It's hideous. Any other adjective you can think of, it is a horrible, horrible message to send anywhere, let alone a podcast. But what has that got to do with his job? If he was going around his job saying things like this, yes, of course, he'd be sacked on the spot.
He clearly isn't going around
his job saying these things.
Okay, the fact
is... on his social media, which you were able to see yesterday, he doesn't put up any stuff like this on his social media.
He wouldn't dare.
He sent a message to us that is disgusting, but for all you know, he could have been just winding us up. He could have been just blagging.
Oh, it doesn't matter if he's winding up to say those things. By the way, he wouldn't be the first person to conflate homosexuality with paedophilia. All these absolute nutjobs think that gay people... The whole thing, the language in it, recruiting for gay people. Recruiting what? This man is deranged. And my issue is, here's my issue, is that he more than likely works with people who are LGBTQ. He's more than likely... He could be sitting in the canteen right now, yeah? With people who are LGBTQ. But
my point is, Jeremy...
He hasn't got the balls to say it to their face. He doesn't have the balls. But he's someone that has...
You're not listening to what I'm trying to say. You know the expression keyboard warriors. These gobshites that sit behind their fucking keyboard all day just typing shite. Obviously, he's one of them because he did. If he was doing and saying stuff like this in his workplace, then...
But he wouldn't. That is the whole point.
And he didn't. So what has it got to do... Yesterday, you were going on, I'm going to ring that company. I'm going to ring that hotel. I'm going to tell them that they have this... Because we have his name and everything. This prick is working for them and they need to get rid of him, yeah?
Yeah.
What has it got to do with his employers? What message he sent to us?
Okay, well, if his employers...
So can you be sacked for every bloody text message you send?
Because if his employers... Okay, say for instance you or I put that... Say one of us put that up on our Instagrams or whatever today. We put that exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you recorded a video today, yeah? So you recorded a video and you put it on your personal Instagram.
Saying this shit.
And it said that gay people are paedophiles and they're trying to... they're trying to recruit kids and all that. And they're a cult and all that. All that. And you did that video. How long... would it be before you do the odd gig for News Talk, yeah? How long would it be before the boss of News Talk would ring you and said, Adrian, don't step foot inside this building?
I'd say about 10 minutes.
Yeah, so I believe in free speech, yeah? I believe in free speech, but I also believe that free speech has consequences. And the consequences...
You're missing the point here. Obviously, if I were to put a video up online saying shit like this, News Talk wouldn't want to be associated with somebody like me and I'd never work for them again. That's very, very, very different to working in a hotel. A national radio station that needs to have a bit of credibility versus a hotel.
Do you think if that company were to find out, and not for me, okay, forgetting about me, take me out of the equation here. Do you think if that hotel, which is a reputable hotel, it's a decent hotel, if they were to find out that he had posted that,
But he didn't post it. This is the point. He sent a message to us.
But it's posted. Okay, saying it privately, publicly, it's the same thing.
But it's not, actually. It's not the same thing. The guy didn't put it up on his Facebook page. He sent that message to us, yeah?
Like, I can't believe you don't find that message abhorrent.
I do find it abhorrent. I find it abhorrent. But again, there's a difference between me working on News Talk and this guy just working in a hotel.
No, it's not a job, it's a job. No company wants to be associated with someone who's a...
If he was walking around the hotel saying that, then yes.
But it's worse, he's not. He has those views and he's too ballless to keep them to himself. And Sunisha's saying, what the fuck, it's his opinion. No, an opinion isn't... Sorry.
I'm going to read the message again, okay?
Why are you doing that again? Sorry, no, I just want to...
Because I don't know if everybody's grasped how serious it was.
I don't think people grasp the difference between having an opinion on something and hate speech, okay? There's a big difference. Mm. He is reading out something that is... An opinion is, I don't like the new Brad Pitt movie. That's an opinion, okay? Saying that gay people are paedophiles is not an opinion.
You two pedo enablers make me sick pushing their agenda, is what this guy said. How much are they paying you to recruit for them? Next, you'll be flying the sick rainbow flag over your studio. You two should be kept away from kids. You're sickos. We are rising up and you lot should be afraid because you are traitors. That was the message that we received yesterday.
I know the hotel manager of that particular hotel, the duty manager or whatever, would not want that person working for their company. Would not. Absolutely.
Okay, they're also not going to sack somebody for sending a message to our podcast. It wasn't public. We made it public by reading it out.
Sorry, we have screenshots here. So.
Yeah, we made it public by reading it out, but we haven't identified this individual.
But it's not,
so he hasn't brought the hotel's name into disrepute.
Okay, but I want some of the people who are a bit stupid on this to be very, very clear about this, and I'll say it slowly. That is not an opinion. An opinion is, I don't like orange juice because it gives me heartburn. Or orange juice. That is an opinion, that you don't like orange juice. Saying, and I'm not going to repeat what he said, but saying what he said about gay people is dangerous, it's damaging, it's spreading hate.
I agree with you on all of that, but I still don't think it's any of your business to get onto his employer to tell them, we got a message in, here's what it said. Because that's what you're going to do. Glenn.
Look, he's a scumbag, he's a wannabe hired man behind a computer screen. But we're going to listen to the whole thing of the next couple of weeks. So people are afraid, you can't say anything because you Jeremy will get his knickers and his tweets and report someone to their job or leave them hanging out the air or something like that. But it's a disgusting comment he left, but I would just leave it be. Block them and move on.
Eddie has been on to us.
You don't half shoot yourselves in the foot at times. I know we fucking quarrel, right? I know I'm opinionated, but that's what makes the show. It's called opinions matters. And if there's a guy fucking texts him an opinion that you don't like, it doesn't mean you fucking go and grasp him to his employer. Like, you want people's opinions, right? Now, if there's an opinion you don't like, you just fucking move on. Or grasp him to his employer. Nobody will fucking listen. Nobody will ever give an honest opinion if they think they're going to get fucking pulled up on it. Jesus, lads, read the room.
And lots of messages coming in, including Darren.
Tell you what, Jeremy, if it was me and I was your man and you reported me and rang my boss, I would sue you for defamation. You definitely have a case. It's just because you don't agree with an opinion, you want to rat him out to his job to try and make him lose his job. I'm sorry, but that's just fucking low.
And Darren, I don't think he should report him either, but it is more than just an opinion. It is a hate-filled message. It is a vile message.
And by the way, Darren, I don't think you understand what defamation is. Defamation is when you spread lies and bring someone's character into disrepute. There's no defamation here. We are literally telling the person that this is the message he sent. So that's defamation. I know the law, Darren. Don't try and teach me what the law is. I understand the law. I've studied the law. I know what defamation is. No one has been defamed here. In fact, people have been defamed. The gay community have been defamed
and
here.
And so have we, by the way. You yes. two should be kept away from kids.
Yeah, sorry, we have
Because
been
we
defamed.
Had a conversation on the podcast.
Yeah, about gay people. Sorry, we've been defamed.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
All right, that's Craig.
Good, thanks, Ross.
I missed yesterday's show, so I didn't hear. I just heard what you read out there a minute ago. So I was actually, when I read earlier on that you said put up about some guy mentioning what he mentioned, I was like, here we go, the two lads jumping on someone's opinion again. But as you said, lads, it's not a full opinion. There is a lot of hate filled in that message, and at the start of it, like, he's defamation of character towards you too.
100%. 100%.
Pushing pedophilia on people and all. Like, he's literally calling you too out in what he's said. So I don't agree about going after somebody's job.
The argument here is that somebody with such vile opinions or, making vile statements like that, an employer has a right to know that person is working with them, that somebody working in their midst has such vile opinions.
Yeah. And like you said as well, in the line that he's working in, he can come across gay people fucking every 5 minutes of the day, you know? So what is he doing in their presence? Is he acting different to them? Is he giving them the cold shot? Like, you don't know what this guy does in his job or anything like that, but to send in a message that's going to be read out online, like, he's got some balls there, like...
Now, again, we haven't named this individual.
No, I know that, but he knows who he is.
Yeah, he knows who he is.
But
yeah.
You're right what you say, Ross. This man is working with gay people. I'm sure he meets gay people on a regular basis. I mean, I had a run-in with somebody on Twitter there a couple of weeks ago who was saying absolute vile things of children born to mixed-race couples. I'm not going to even repeat. But he was calling the children of mixed-race couples disgusting, disgusting names. Now, I guarantee you that person... that has those opinions, I guarantee you he's working with black people, he probably meets black people, he wouldn't dare go up to a black person if he's been looked after by a black woman in a hospital today. There's no way he's going to say to her, are you married to a white man? Yeah, your kids are blanks. There's no way he's going to say that.
But I don't want you going near me because you're a different colour.
Yeah, and that's
but
what
that goes back to the point that I was making,
if
Jeremy.
If you have the balls to say it in private, say it in public.
Okay,
that's why I get into so much trouble on this podcast, because what I say on this podcast is stuff that...
Okay, but this guy didn't say this publicly. This guy sent this message
He believes it.
It sounds like deep down that's what he truly believes. Like, now, people can joke about it. Now, this is just an instance. Like, I was off playing snooker there at one of my mates a few days ago, and he put me in a fucking snooker that I had no chance of getting out of, and I turned around and I called it, "You gay little queer." But I didn't know that there was actually two gay guys on the table beside us, and they actually took offence to it. Now, I didn't mean... I wasn't fucking saying anything.
Right, but why did you call him that?
Because he was... Because I called... It was just...
Why didn't you say, "Hey, you bastard"?
Or yeah, but see, you can say anything and it's going to be taken up as offensive.
Yeah, No.
I'll be one of the... Listen, lads, I'll be one of the fucking people. I'll stand there and I'll fly the rainbow flags with gay people. I don't give a shit. I don't care about gay people. They're human. They're exactly like us. I've no issues with them at all. I'll have a laugh with them.
Okay, so why did you use an expression like that? You gay little queer.
Because to me, I've no problem with gay people. So to me, it felt like nothing. But you have to actually understand that to them, it is something. Like, I did feel bad after I said it because they took offence to it, but I didn't mean anything by it. I wasn't, like, do you know what I mean? That's where we are today as well. Everyone is so touchy now. I'm not defending this guy at all, because what he wrote in that message to go at yous and whatever else he said is totally wrong. But what I said, I didn't mean it. You know what I mean?
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in some more calls to this. Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. And the question is simple. Should Jeremy report this individual who sent that message in to us yesterday? We know his name. We know where he works. It's a hotel that all of you will know if we were to tell you the name of it. And Jeremy feels that that hotel are entitled to know that they have somebody with such vile opinions working amongst them.
I would say, looking back, by the way, that's not the only message he sent, as you know. We sent other messages as well. We're not going to read out all his messages, because I would say this guy is unhinged.
Unhinged?
Yeah, unhinged. Someone that believes that gay people are recruiting children because they're paedophiles, that's... Do you not think...
No, it is. It's sick, yeah.
Sorry, is it unhinged?
I don't know. Again, yes,
and
it is.
I know,
unhinged.
I know there's people listening to this podcast now who agree with every single word that unhinged piece of shit is saying, yeah? Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that some of you listening to this right now, because, what, over probably 15,000 people will hear this episode, yeah? So out of the 15,000, I know there's people listening to this now who are saying, I agree with every word he's saying. But the thing is, you wouldn't have the balls. If you believe it, why don't you go to a gay bar and say it in front of them all on a Saturday night? Have the balls. That's the problem. Myself and Adrian get into regular trouble on this podcast because we don't keep our opinions to ourselves. I have a big gob and I can't keep it shut. And things that go on in my head, I'll say it out. Whereas the rest of you, you'll say it behind closed doors or you'll say it behind an anonymous account. The fact is, we could do this topic for 6 hours and we would not get someone to ring in and agree with the opinions that he says. Why is that when some of you do agree with it? Because you know
that. Is this exactly the point that I was making? That this guy is just a gobshite keyboard warrior.
He's dangerous.
Dangerous? Dangerous to who?
Anybody that feels that way is dangerous.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Angela. What do you want to say on this?
Where's the trust gone in this, Jeremy? Like, people email you, people text you on personal things. On, let's say, John. How many times has he come on and admitted that he robbed Dunn's blind? You're going to report him?
Let's expand that then. Yeah, we get about 60 messages into the podcast every day on Facebook from people sending private messages. So supposing, Angela, someone said, sent us a message today, for argument's sake. Now, I know it's not comparable to what happened yesterday, but he sent us a message saying, I have paedophilic tendencies. I need help. I found that I'm attracted to children. What should I do about it? I would feel... A moral.
Listen,
I would feel a moral and a legal,
There is a difference, Jeremy. He is asking for help.
A legal obligation. I would follow a legal.
That's
obligation.
Very, very different to somebody sending
That's
us a
so
message with a disgusting, vile opinion.
Because you made a blanket statement there a few minutes ago, Angela, saying anybody that contacts you, they do it in confidence. You can't be a snitch.
Yeah, yes. He's asked you for help.
Snitches.
You just said it.
No, I didn't
you
say
that. Just said,
no.
If
you
somebody,
did,
Jeremy,
you
if
said
somebody.
If you and ask for help.
Yes, if somebody approached us to say, I have paedophilic tendencies, I need help, we would certainly
I didn't say he says in the message, I need help.
You did!
You did.
You just said, I need help.
Okay, well then he's just messaging saying, for argument's sake, he's messaging saying, I'm going home tonight to beat up my wife.
Nobody's ever going
to
say that.
Sorry,
we've got
those messages before.
Okay.
That message, Angela, is quite threatening. Read the last line of that message that he sent again.
You two should be kept away from kids. You're sickos. We are rising up. And you lot should be afraid because you are traitors.
That's a threat.
But Jeremy, you actually believe it. You actually believe that there's a group out there
that are rising up. Yeah. Seriously.
Rising up from the fire. The phoenix is rising.
No, I don't believe it. Half of them that rise up, they can't even rise up out of bed in the morning. So no, I don't believe
that. Okay, you tell me, if you were over HR, right, in that hotel?
He'd be gone like a light. And they will get rid of him. Trust me.
For what? He wouldn't be, because he hasn't done anything.
And that is the bottom line. He has done nothing against his company.
He hasn't publicized this. He hasn't named the hotel. And I'm going to say something to you here, and I know I'm going to get lambasted for this. This kind of thing annoys me, because it happens to people, to public people, from this who played for our country, the two rugby players who got found not guilty, acquitted of rape, yet because of private text messages that they sent, they got sacked from Ireland and Ulster Rugby. Do you think that was right?
You're talking about Paddy Jackson.
Paddy Jackson,
you were nosy. No. At the time, no, I thought the messages, in fairness, if you were to go through all our messages on everybody's phone, we'd all be cancelled. I agree with that.
And in fact, you've just raised the word. You've just raised the word. And this is something I was going to bring up.
I'll bring it up.
And this whole thing about cancel culture. And you're...
Not a fan.
You've always said you're against cancel culture.
Yeah, for years people have tried to cancel us over things we've done on the
correct.
Radio. Yeah.
But now you want to do the exact same thing. You want to get this hotel worker cancelled because he sent us a message. That's literally what you want to do.
And they sent a private message in a group and they got sacked for it. You think that's right?
If I were to say horrible things to you now, Angela, and I can't even think of what I would say, but supposing you're on here now and we're chatting away, yeah?
Yeah.
And if I was to say the most vile thing to you, I'm sure there's something, I could go so far that you would go, fuck him, I'm going to get him sacked from every job
he has. Hold on a second. listen, you've often done it. Casey's called me a troll. She's called me a cunt. She's called me this. Oh. You call me fat. You call me a beast. You call me a big unit. Do you?
Oh.
Do I go?
Former.
No, listen to the point she's making.
No, but we're having a laugh. No, but there's a difference, Angie, between having a wee...
Well, no, it's not always a laugh here. It can get
no,
very
it's not
intense.
Always a laugh. But that, when Casey did that to me that day, Casey called me a troll, and what she said about me that day was absolutely disgusting. Did I want her sacked?
Okay, you obviously are the type of person that can rise above it, but I just find this message so abhorrent, so sinister.
It is.
Jeremy, we all do.
It's all. It is all of those things. But again,
it's vile. Again, the argument is just beyond words.
Correct.
But the thing is, what's it got to do with his job?
What's it got to do with his job? Okay, well, if he posted it publicly, then would you agree with it?
If he posted it publicly, if he said it to someone,
okay, if you saw somebody put up a post on X or on Instagram or whatever saying that hate-filled rubbish, and you happen to know that person. Works in a certain hotel or whatever, send the link on to the boss.
The only difference here, Angela, is then that he sent it in a private message to us as opposed to...
He's a coward. He's a complete coward.
Yeah, he's the ultimate keyboard warrior.
Because he didn't put it up publicly on the live feed. He sent it to you privately.
That's exactly what he did. That's exactly
right?
So
that is the big difference here,
and I agree with you totally on this, Angela.
If you look as well, Angela, a lot of the shootings that happen in America, especially school shootings, when the FBI investigates, say Adrian Kennedy goes in and shoots up a school tomorrow, the FBI investigation, they go through social media, and nine times out of ten, they see a trail of things that people have posted, warning signs.
But this guy hasn't.
Well, I think the message he sent us is a warning sign.
But he hasn't actually done that. He's done nothing at all. That's the whole thing.
If you think it's a warning sign, go to the guards. What's his job going to do about it? Sack him? And then nobody knows it. If you think it's that bad, go to the guards. But going to his job, what are they going to do? He'll get sacked and he'll go on and do something anyway.
In reality, Angela, he won't get sacked because he has done nothing against this company.
He's done nothing.
There is no even proof that that message was sent to us. I mean, honestly, the more I think about it, the more pathetic it actually feels. Stay there for a second, Angela. I want to bring in some more opinions on this. And I want to talk to line two, and that is Rachel. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Rachel.
Hello, Adrian, Jeremy.
Well, Rachel, what's your opinion on this?
I'm honestly shaking with anger because... Oh my God, that opinion, I wouldn't even call it an opinion. That it was just straight up bigotry. That was just, I wanted to vomit when I first heard it yesterday. Because the fact that people in 2025 still think like that towards others who just so happen to be gay, trans, lesbian, bisexual. I'm actually getting upset at the moment because it's just so horrible. Like,
and we all agree. And Angela, I'm sure you agree that it was
disgusting.
A horrible, horrible message. Yes,
it really is. I have two cousins who are gay. I have friends who are gay. I am not saying that what he said is acceptable. It's
Angela, I'm not assuming that you're homophobic. I understand where you're coming from, but if someone is willing to say that privately, like, what if we don't know what this person is doing? Like, if he's willing to say that privately, who knows what he's willing to say that, like, in front of
people?
He
hasn't got the balls to say it publicly. That's what I was saying. He didn't go on to the live chat and say it. He said it privately because he hasn't got the balls to say it publicly.
No, I get that. I understand.
And in fairness, we are the ones that made it public, but we have made it public in a way that doesn't identify this individual because I'm not prepared to do that. And...
I'll say his first name. His first name is Dean.
But it's irrelevant.
No, I'm just saying.
Irrelevant. The fact is, I'm not naming him. I'm not giving out his full name. I'm not telling you where he works. I'm not giving his address. We're keeping all of that information protected. So we are the ones that made his comments public. But as far as you're concerned, Rachel, this is worryingly bad. A message like this is worrying.
Absolutely. And what that man said yesterday about not the one who sent the message, the one who said that homophobia has become more and more rampant in these recent years. I absolutely agree with that, especially in America, because just what the, like, what people from higher, you know, higher jobs have been saying openly is atrocious. It's disgusting that they think they can say that publicly and face no consequences for that.
So let me ask you then, ultimately what this conversation today is about is whether or not Jeremy should forward that message onto this guy's employers. We happen to know where he works, with a view to getting him disciplined or maybe sacked for having such, or for spreading such vile hate.
I definitely think that they should tell them what happened just so they can keep an eye on the individual who sent that message, because...
Oh, okay, well, what about that, Angela? Let them know so that they can keep an eye on the individual.
I don't think they will. I don't think... I honestly think they'll take it in, and there's nothing can be done about it. He can't even get a warning over it. They can't even punt him on it. Like, because I'm telling you now, if it was me, it might sound wrong, but if it was me that sent that message, I'd be straight down to the solicitor going, they have gotten on with a private message to my company about it, and you'd have a leg to stand on.
Yeah, no, I agree. The bottom line is, Rachel, that even though this individual has vile opinions, vile rhetoric coming out of his fingers when he's typing a message like that, has it really anything to do with his job unless he starts going public with these opinions?
Okay, so do we wait? Sorry, Rachel, I'll answer that question, and you can, Rachel. So do we wait for this person to gay bash? Because anybody that has those opinions is the type of person that stands outside a gay bar and would beat someone up. Like, gay bashing is a thing, you know.
Yeah, I know, I'm well aware of that.
So do we wait for him to do that?
No, because if it gets to the point where he's openly being homophobic and like turning people away from the hotel just because they're gay, that's where you just fire him and kick him out the door.
Jeremy,
yes.
You going to his job, excuse me, and reporting this, do you think that's going to stop him gay bashing?
No, but it might make him realise that free speech has consequences, yeah.
Sorry, Jeremy.
Listen, he's probably listening to this today.
Yeah, but people who like speak like that, that there's consequences to their actions. Like, I've seen posts of people showing messages of people being homophobic and just awful and disgusting, and they face consequences.
But is that public or is that in private?
Private, like, there's...
Yeah, there's nothing can be done when it's private. This is what we're trying to say. If he put that publicly up on his Facebook page, hammer him down to the ground.
But that's the key thing here, Rachel. He didn't post this publicly. He sent it in a private message to us. He didn't even post it as a comment on our Facebook page. He sent it into our WhatsApp number. Now, we made it public by reading it out.
Adrian, I get where you're coming from, but it's still not okay.
I didn't say it was okay. I didn't say it was okay. Not once has anybody said it was okay to send a message like that.
Adrian, please let me speak. I'm not accusing you of thinking it's okay. I'm just saying that it's still not okay to say that privately or publicly.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Do you believe, Rachel, that Jeremy should, at the end of the day today, send this message on to this hotel that this guy works in?
I definitely think he should let them know what he's saying just so they can keep an eye on him, just in case he like becomes more open about his views.
You're right. Everybody I presume workplaces now, you have to sign something. I know I've had to sign them for years, so have you.
We work for media organisations, Sharon. It's a big difference. It is.
Why do Norm do
it? Difference.
But generally, companies will have a clause in your work contract that if you bring the company into disrepute, as in if you get done for, say, for instance, I go home tonight and I beat up my wife, yeah, for argument's sake, I would, first of all, I'd expect to be put behind bars and I deserve it, but I'd also expect to lose my job because no company wants to hire someone who is a convicted woman beater. In the same way that if you're done, now I don't know what the story is for drink driving, if you're in a normal job, say you're an accountant, and you work for Price Waterhouse Cooper, whatever they're called, and you get done for drunk driving, would you?
You're not going to lose your job. No,
would you not lose your job?
No, you won't lose your job. No.
No, but I'm saying some things do have consequences to your job, don't they?
If you work in the media, this guy works in a bloody hotel.
So why should we be treated differently?
He's not, he doesn't have signs behind the reception desk in the hotel, queers out, queers out. If he did, he'd be sacked on the spot.
Nobody believes it. But that's the thing. Anyone that's that angry is capable of anything. And I'm sorry. And Dean, I know you're listening to this. So I'm going to say it right to your face now, because I know you listen back to this because you know we're talking about it, yeah? You exercised your right to free speech yesterday by sending that absolutely disgusting message. You defamed myself and Adrian by making some sort of connection between us supporting LGBTQ rights and the fact that we shouldn't be letting your kids. I find that personally disgusting.
I'm not arguing the point of how vile the whole thing is. I'm merely arguing...
You're the same man that went to the guards a couple of years ago and someone made that disgusting comment about your daughter. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, that so was very, very different. I'm able to take it on the chin. It was when my kids were mentioned in a vile way in the message.
2 years ago on this podcast, I'm not even going to tell you what it was, but a message came in, a couple of messages from a person making, I can't even think of the word, but it was...
Sinister threats. Sinister
towards Adrian's daughter, and he went to the guards.
Yeah.
So it was not free speech, though. Free speech. No,
a threat. Here, this idiot says, we're rising up and you should be afraid. Would you get real? Do you think I really pay any heed to that? Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. This is Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Probably the worst thing you could do is give this fella airtime. People have them views. But I'd let it go off. No, mind it. I can understand why you'd be pissed off, but you can't go to a lad's work and say, oh, he said this to me, he said that to me. It's like, technically, he didn't actually break the law. I mean, if he broke the law, you might have grounds for it. But no, just let it off. Giving him airtime now is probably even the worst thing you can do, giving him some sort of credibility amongst his own cronies. So he'd probably be sending this to all his mates. Oh, they're talking about me. Don't worry about it. Get over it. When you have a podcast like this, lads, you're putting yourself out there, you're going to get abuse, especially Jeremy anyway. So, don't mind him.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Starting voice.
Well, Trevor, should Jeremy send this message on to this guy's employer that we happen to know who they are?
Well, the little digger should be shaking in his fucking boots, to be honest. And yes, I think Jeremy should do it. But the unfortunate thing is, as you have stressed, he sent it in a private message.
He did. And I can't stress that enough. He sent it in a private message. Now, knowing that by sending that message into our WhatsApp number, there was every chance that we would read it out. So you could argue it was half public. He sent it to a public business WhatsApp number. But anyway.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Now, on the other side of that coin is that Jeremy could technically send in a little tip into the place of his employment.
Sorry, say that again?
Do it anonymously.
Do it anonymously with what in mind? What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, you could always say with a customer and heard him expressing their rather unflattering terms outside the workplace or even inside the workplace.
Yeah, but then you're telling
the guy had to get rid of us. I had to get rid of a staff member around my place because he was in a pub one night and one of the patron that was there the same night heard him. A few days later, was in my place of business and then recognised him and told me everything.
What sorts of things was he saying?
Well, it was more racist things. Instead of being like anti-gay or anything like that, it was racist stuff. So I was like, no, I can't have that. We deal with every nationality under the blue sun in my business, and I was just like, no, can't have them. So I found ways to get rid of him. So I didn't leave myself open to any unfair dismissals or anything like that.
But in fairness, this guy sending that message into our podcast yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with his job, and I would be fairly certain.
Hang on. You said he works in a hotel.
He does.
So he's in the service industry.
He is.
So if you get people coming in for lunch or anything like that, and he openly hates gay people, what if you get someone in that's flamboyant or overexpressionate in their gay, or even two people kissing the same sex? and he goes into the reading kitchen. You don't know what the hell he's doing wearing closed doors.
Sorry, Trevor, if it got to that stage that he starts hurling abuse at customers in the hotel, well then obviously he's going to be sacked.
You missed what I said, agent. What if he's serving food and goes into the kitchen and before he emerges back out of that kitchen, does something to the food? You wouldn't know about it. But he'll walk away with a smile on his face thinking, oh yeah, I got one out on the gays. He's a low-life scumbag and you shouldn't be working in the service industry. You wouldn't want someone serving you food if you're a gay and you had that fucker coming out your head, would you?
100%. But generally speaking, if I'm working in a restaurant, I have no idea of the views of the individual serving me unless they happen to express those views to me. But I don't know.
What I said, Adrian. What if two people of the same sex are kissing at the table? And he walks into the kitchen and goes, hey, I'll get one over on them two gays or lesbians or whatever. You know what I mean? You don't want fucking like that saving your food. I didn't want a neo-Nazi working for my company.
You're missing the point I'm trying to make. This guy has done nothing in work that we know of, at least.
Exactly.
That we know of. And you just have to leave it be until perhaps something happens in work. But nothing has, from what we know.
Okay, so what happens if he does something to the food? The people find something in the food, then go to the press about it, the business then suffers, and maybe even close it down over some disgusting thing they find in their food, because it has happened before, then what? That's a business suffering, isn't it? That's a risk you're taking, having that kind of a big rat bastard working in your business.
Okay, but with the greatest respect to the company, to the hotel, I don't really, it's not really my issue, it's not really up to me to dictate to a hotel who they have working for them and who they don't. That is up to them to suss it out, basically.
Yeah, but then you're leaving anybody who might be openly gay going into a business where they're going to be made to suffer at the hands of someone who might be serving them food.
Okay, so you believe that this guy should be reported as a prevention measure, basically?
Yeah, definitely, and I think he should be sacked on the spot and never be able to work in the service industry again.
Okay, let me go to, stay there for a second, let me go to Darren. You're on Opinions Matter, Darren. How are you?
Oh, you well, Mr. Kennedy?
I'm fantastic, thank you. What did you want to say, Darren?
Trevor's saying that he basically wants to sack your man for potentially committing a crime or potentially that he says something to him serving food. The likes of that clown that sent the message in wouldn't say boo to anyone in their face. He's just a coward clown who will stay behind the keyboard like David Dooley and troll. He wouldn't say nothing to anyone in person. Nothing. And it's absolutely nothing to do with his job. What he said.
Trevor, sorry, just to go back to you, Trevor, for 1 second. I agree with what Darren's saying. This gobshite, and he's only a gobshite, and I'm sure you'd agree with me, Darren, is an absolute gobshite sending that message.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, it has nothing to do with his job. He will not act on those views. He's just a keyboard warrior idiot.
And what if he's not agent? And to be honest, I'm not even going to listen to Darren, because this is a lad who has come on your podcast before and said he doesn't believe in bisexuality. It's not a thing. I'm not even going to talk to him. Well, what if this isn't a keyboard warrior? What if he is someone who openly hates gay people?
What if?
And then we'll do something on the day.
Boss, be granddad.
Yeah, and if your man had a wheel, she'd be a bike. So what's your point?
Well, you're saying what ifs. Don't live a life based on what ifs, lad.
Yes, and what if it happens, Dan? Then
what if the world ends? What if the world ends?
Then it's already too late.
Darren believes that this has nothing to do with his employer, that this is just a gobshite behind a keyboard, and we should mind our own business. Isn't that really it, Darren?
If he had said all this stuff to use while in the hotel, in his uniform for the hotel, yeah, he should be sacked.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't. And I'll give you a story there a few years ago, right? I was just driving down the road to the shop with the German Shepherd in the back of the Jeep, in a pickup Jeep. And this car came behind me, flashing lights and all, and he followed me the whole way to the shop. And he stopped me at the shop and he says, what you're doing there is cruel. I says, what are you talking about? I had the dog in the back of a pickup Jeep, right? And the dog loves going in the Jeep. And this fool that worked in followed me to the shop and told me I was being cruel to the dog and that he was going to report me to Facebook and put me picture all over Facebook. So I said, I fucking dare you to. So kind of a bit of a cahoo went on in the shop, and this man said, oh, I'm working for a dog company and that's cruel. I says, who are you working for? And he had his uniform on him underneath his jacket, but he wouldn't show me what it was. So I said, who are you working for if you're working with dogs? Who are you working for? Oh, I'm not telling you. Anyways, later transpired, I seen in his car, he had a t-shirt on in the front seat. So obviously he worked for. So I said, oh, you work for, do you? Yeah. I said, that's not working with dogs. I said, that's just a fucking pet shop, you fool. So later on, then an hour later, I rang up because I know someone who works there. I says, do you have a man's name working for in that place? He says, yeah, he's working here. I says, is he in today? No. I says, can I help you? I says, yeah, will you put me on to your manager, please? I was speaking to the manager. I says, one of your colleagues followed me down the road and claimed I was being cruel to my dog. And he said that he was working for a dog company, but it's actually... I says, how was he allowed to do that? And the manager said, oh, well, this has to be sorted out. He had no right to do that. If it was the case, your man.
And this is the point I was making earlier on. If this guy expressed these views in the workplace to a colleague and said the things that he said in our message.
What's the difference, though?
There is a big difference.
There's a massive difference.
No, Trevor, do you see a difference? I don't see a difference where you say the comment.
Well, then you're blind.
No, I don't see a difference, Jamie. And can I ask you, was I wrong in getting rid of the absolute racist out of my company because I didn't want to take that risk?
I'd say
because I have a few non-nationals working with me.
I'd say Darren thinks you were wrong.
Yeah, but what did he do that was racist?
He was in the pub one night spewing racist shit and one of my customers heard him and seen him a few days later and told me everything he said.
Yeah, but what racist terms was he saying?
I'm not going to repeat any of that shit on the air.
But bad enough that you didn't want somebody like him working for you.
It was bad enough, Adrian. It was bad enough put this way that two of the non-nationals I have working with me, they had ahead and they would have pulled through to one of the machines.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Let me squeeze in some more of your opinions. Emma.
Hey, lads. I don't really understand why you're not saying his name, to be honest. When I voice message now, you're going to go, and here's a voice message from Emma. And here's a phone call from Ross. So why don't you say his name? And why don't you just let the power of social media do its thing? You don't need to report him to his job and let him lose his job. Karma's going to come back and get him anyway. And realistically, he's probably gay himself and he's an absolute closet case. And that's why he gets so worked up about things like this. He's not a real man. He didn't have the balls to come onto your show and make a phone call and talk about it like that. But just because you don't agree with his, it's not opinion, hate speech, you read out everyone else's name that voice messages in and text messages in, so why don't you just read out his name? And then what happens after that happens after that. It's like if I send a message now and people didn't like my opinion, you're still going to say this voice message is from Emma. And whatever comes back through my Facebook or whatever after that, that's on me. I sent the message to a show that I know.
Okay, but I will tell you, Emma, we did actually give his name out earlier on. We said his name is Dean. We haven't given out his full name because we tend not to give out full names of people like yourself. I don't know your full name, Emma. Mark.
If Jared thinks this guy is going to go out on gay bash, costing him his job is going to add more fuel to his hatred. And he's going to blame it on gay people, not on Jer. And they will be more of a target for him.
All right, and one final message from Jess.
Why do you have to wait till something happens for something to be done? Get rid of the problem now. Get rid of the little fucking homophobe going back now. Why wait until he opens his mouth to a customer? Or why wait till he does something? Why do we have to wait until he does something to punish him and get him out of the job? No, fuck off. He deserves to lose his job.
All right, Jess, thanks very much indeed for your message.
I just want to say, because I know a lot of you want to know what I'm going to do about it. And the message from... Oh, what was his name? That you played it a few minutes ago. Mark. I actually heard that message. He sent that in half an hour ago, so I heard it in my ear before you played it. And that has actually been playing on my mind, that if you do report him, it could make him angry and he could take... This guy is unhinged, okay? I think we can all agree that Dean is unhinged.
But him getting sacked over something that he said about the gay community is perhaps going to make him more angry towards the gay community.
No, I'm really in two minds because I don't want to do that. And secondly, I don't want to lose all your trust, guys, as well, because you contact this show with it. It's called Opinions Matter. I do find what he said abhorrent. I find it disgusting. I don't know. I honestly don't know. It really is.
Well, the whole idea of this conversation was to decide whether you were going to report this guy to his employer or not.
Yeah, because I've comments coming in screaming at me, report him, report him, report him. And then I've others saying, you know, we never listen to the podcast again if we do report him. But that's just childish. That's throwing your...
Well, no, it's not.
That's throwing your toys out of the pram.
Back to one of our very first callers earlier on. This podcast is called Opinions Matter. And what we want from people is to express their opinion, whether we agree with that opinion or not. That guy's comments were completely and utterly vile. I wouldn't take any of that threat seriously. We are rising up and you lot should be afraid. Piss off. Seriously. My attitude to it is, just leave him at it. It's nothing to do with you. It's nothing to do with his employer. And just hope that he is just a fucking gobshite behind a keyboard and he actually doesn't mean any of the shit he says.
But let this be a lesson.
We're rising. Yeah.
Well, let this be a lesson to everybody that, you know, you may think you have free speech, but every free speech has consequences. You can't walk into a packed cinema and shout, "I'm going to shoot you all."
He didn't do that, though.
No, I didn't say he did.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which, by the way, is 6 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We also want to thank Ferry House Sunday Market for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. The Ferry House Sunday Market is open on Sunday mornings from early until mid-afternoon. It's been on the go for over 30 years now, and it is the best outdoor market in Ireland. Ferry House Market, on the Ferry House Road at Rathoath in County Meath. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter. We will catch you on the next one.